Hi developers, I'm Hossein Dillaei. In this video, we'll learn how to create a table view with custom cells using Xamarin. So here, I have an application that displays a list of employees with the name, the details, and the department of the employee. You see that here, the row height of each cell is different. So let's learn how to develop this application using Xamarin Studio. For that, I'll fire up Xamarin Studio, create a new solution, choose iOS app, then single view app template, and hit next. Give your application a name. Let's call it employees. Once the application is created, you go to the storyboard and hit the iPhone 6 overview for the app, and then go to the toolbox and look for a table view. So here it is, my table view, drag and drop to the interface here. Let's make it bigger and give this table view a name. Let's call it employees table view. Then click inside the table view at this space here to start modifying the cell of the table view. So you see here that this type here is of type UI table view cell. And each cell have a correspondent class, so we need to create that class in order to manipulate the data that will be displayed in this cell. So let's call it employee cell and hit enter. That will create a class called employee cell for us. This class inherits from the UI table view cell and only contains a constructor. We'll come back to this class later in order to make it modify the items shown inside the cell. Now let's come back to the storyboard and modify the look of this cell. So let's make it bigger and let's drop some elements in this cell. So let's drop a label. This label will display the name of my employee. So let's make it bigger and let's call it right from here the name label. Great, so that to show properly this name label inside this cell, we need to specify here the constraints. So let's start by the left constraints. Let's make it to the right of the parent view and let's make it to the top parent. Great, now let's add another label that will display the department of the employee. So let's make it here. Let's make it a little bit bigger. And also let's add the constraints for it. Let's add the first one, constraints to the top. And here we go. Here the label, we want to make it shown at the right, not at the left. For that, I'll go to the properties window. And from here, choose to make the alignment to the right. Great. Now let's add another label that will display the job description for each employee. So let's add this one here. Let's make it bigger. And let's set the constraints for this label. Let's make it right, this one, and let's make it above or below the name, and it shouldn't go beyond the right edge. Also, it should be constrained to the bottom of the cell. Great, now let's give each one a name. So the first one will be the name label, the second one will be the department label, the third one will be the description label. Great, so now that we have created the cell for the table view, now let's create the data and bind that data to this table view. For that, I'll go to the view controller, and from the view controller, I start by creating my list of employees. Call it employees equal my new list of employees. Here, I don't have an employee entity. For that, I'll go and create it. So if I click here, here we have the option to generate a class for employee. Let's go to the employee generated class. It's empty, but we want to add some properties for the employee. For that, I'll add here his full name, department, and description of his job. Now, coming back to the view controller, here we still need to resolve the namespace for using the list, which is system collections.generic, and that will add the using at the top of the file. Now let's add some sample data for the employees. So here, this list of employees contains information about each employee for his full name, department, and description. Now let's associate that list of employees, or let's bind it to our table view, which we called it employees table view dot source equal new. Here we create a new class and we call it employees table view source, or employees TVS. To that class we'll pass our list of employees, because that class will need this list of employees to bind it to the employees table view. So let's generate that class. Let's go to it. And here you see it adds or it passes that list of employees and store it here inside an attribute. This class inherits from the UI table view source. For that, it needs to implement some abstract members. Let's go and implement those abstract members, which are here the two methods for get, sell, and rows and section. Rows and section, we need to know how much or how many items I have and I want to display in my table view. For that, I return the number of employees. I can get that number using employees.count. Then we'll have here the get cell, which will create the cell that will be shown inside the table view. So let's get the current cell, because remember that here in the storyboard we have created this cell. So let's try to get this cell. So we can get it using or by calling the table view, which is passed as a parameter here, then calling dot reusable cell. Reusable cell here accepts two parameters. The first one is the reuse identifier, and that is the identifier for my cell that I have created. I can get that identifier from the properties window by selecting, of course, the employee cell here, and then I get this identifier, but the identifier is by default empty, so I need to create an identifier for this cell. So let's call it cell ID, for example. Of course, you can call it whatever you want, but you should use that same name in order to get this cell. So using that cell ID, now we'll get that cell. But here, the second parameter is the index path, which is also passed as a parameter to this get cell method. So now we have a reference to the cell, to the current cell that we wanted to display the current employee. But here, the reusable cell will return a cell of type UI table view cell. We can cast that property to the cell that we created earlier, which is our employee cell, because this employee cell is related to the cell that we have created in our storyboard. So we can do that casting to the employee cell. Then we can call this the employee cell, and because the employee cell have a reference to the labels here, to the name label and description label and department label, then it can modify their text properties. For that, we'll rely on the employee cell to change the text properties of the labels, but it needs to get the current employee. So we call an update cell method that doesn't exist, but we'll create it, and we'll pass the employee. Here we do have the index path, which is the index of the current cell, which corresponds to the index of the employee from the employees table. We'll use that to get the current employee by calling employees list at the index path.row to get the integer. We'll pass that employee to our update cell method, and then we'll generate the update cell method. We can do that by clicking here, generate method. By doing that, here generates that method, passes the employee entity, and right from here we can access the employee full name. So here if I type name label, you see that I can access it right from here. So I can then change the text property to display the name of my current employee. So let's make it display the full name of the employee. The same thing, we can access also here the department label to change its value. Department label dot text equal employee dot department. The same thing we'll do it for displaying the description job. So we'll call the description label dot text equal employee point description. So now let's run this application. But here I do have an error, because get cell should return the cell that I have created. So let's return that cell and run the application. So you see here, my application now displays the employees, displays the name, the department, but it doesn't display the job description. And that's because, as you see here, the rows are coming with equal size row heights. So how can we make them come with different row heights? So because the row height here is smaller, then it hides the description inside of it. So here we need to add some other code that will resize our row heights. We need to make our employees table view row height equal to automatic dimension, so that it can change its row height, then give an estimate row height for our items, then reload the data to upload the row height and give it the actual row height one. Now let's run the application. Great, now we have this job description displayed, but in each time it's displayed in just one line here. The other words are truncated, so let's make it show all the lines for the job description. And that's simple to do just by going to the storyboard, select your description, and go to the properties widget, then change the value here, which controls the number of lines. So instead of hitting 1 or 2, we'll just go and select 0, and 0 means multiple lines. And here you see it's now displaying the full job description for each employee. I hope this video was helpful for you, and thank you.